Sharon Alseth and see what the latest here is here at home in local news. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everyone. Thomas Hardy faces murder and other charges when he appears in court this morning in the shooting death of Officer David Moore. But first, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard says he wants the community to join Moore's family in honoring their son.
He's a strong man physically and mentally, spiritually, and just in so many ways. Just a terrific man.
Calling for 29-year-old David Moore will be Monday from 2 to 8 p.m. at Crown Hill Cemetery, and the funeral will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Conseco Fieldhouse. Both events will be open to the public. Indiana Congressman Mike Pence, with strong ties to conservatives, says he's decided not to compete for the Republican presidential nomination next year. Pence told supporters Thursday that he will bypass a White House bid. There's no word yet on whether he'll run for Indiana governor, but many in political circles assume that would be the case since he stepped down last year from his House leadership position. A Democratic state representative who was first elected nearly 40 years ago says he will not seek re-election next year. Representative William Crawford of Indianapolis was first elected in 1972 and says 40 years is enough. He made the announcement on the House floor as lawmakers were congratulating him for his 75th birthday. Crawford is one of the most senior Democrats in the House and has been chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. Lawmakers at the State House continue to debate on a public smoking ban, which has been watered down with exemptions again to the chagrin of the bill's sponsor. Appearing on Indiana Lawmakers, Don Marquardt of the Indiana Licensed Beverage Association says it's a person's right to smoke and it benefits the state's economy.
And the state of Indiana is dependent on the taxation from cigarettes, and we continue to sell it. It's a legal product that you have to be an adult to buy it. So we feel that if you're an adult and you can buy it, that you should be able to enjoy the product.
You can see the debate and hear more on the issue tonight at 9:30 on Indiana Lawmakers on WFYI 1 Public Television. A former Southern Indiana Township officer has been sentenced to 2 years in prison on theft and official misconduct charges stemming from allegations that she misappropriated $75,000 in public funds. Linda Durham pleaded guilty last month. Vanderburgh County prosecutors say she misappropriated the money from township funds meant for poor relief and fire protection during her time as a Knight Township trustee. Officials cited the misappropriated funds as a major contributing factor in the demise of the township fire department, which ceased operations at the end of last year. And the mayor of Vincennes wants its not-for-profit groups to pay a share of the community's public safety expenses. Al Baldwin says his plan calls for groups that don't pay property taxes to make a voluntary donation to the city to help it meet its public safety expenses. He says if the groups chipped in, it would help eliminate some of the city's funding gaps. WFYI weather, cloudy today with a high of 29, cloudy tonight, low 28, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 36, and Sunday partly sunny with a high of 34. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. In sports last night in college basketball, Tom Pritchard's tip-in with 44.2 seconds left helped IU upset.